it's fossil fuels and it's control of fossil fuels. And if you want to take those fossil fuels, if you're U.S. oil companies, that's a goal.
Ten seconds, Antonia.
But also, if you want to deflate Iran's power, going after its fossil fuels is one of the key ways to do that. And that's clearly an agenda that's being advanced by this administration.
Antonia, we're going to do part two of this discussion, put online at democracynow.org. Antonia Yuhas, independent investigative journalist, regular Rolling Stone politics reporter, will continue after the broadcast. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
The Dan School of Drama and Music presents George Orwell's Animal Farm, a sharp political allegory that traces the rise and fall of a revolutionary ideal, exploring how the pursuit of equality, self-governance, and collective freedom become manipulated and corrupted by the lure of power. This new adaptation by Dr. Craig Walker, premiering at the Dan School of Drama and Music and featuring Queen's University students, foregrounds the enduring relevance of Orwell's warning about authority, propaganda, and the fragile nature of democratic ideals. The show runs from March 5th to 15th with 7:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. show options. March 5th is a Pay What You Can preview, and March 4th at 2 p.m. is a relaxed performance. Tickets can be purchased at showpass.com/dsdm-animal-farm.
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. on Tuesday, March 10th, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your afternoon news brief. Starting with traffic as we head into our afternoon and evening commute, from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. today, Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will close again for the School Streets program, which runs on weekdays until June 26th. Ongoing throughout the day, drivers should expect delays on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where traffic continues to be reduced to one lane in each direction for sanitary and water main installation work by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speeds, and posted signage. Until further notice, Aberdeen Street from Johnson Street to William Street remains closed for construction and staging activity. And Berry Street at Queen Street remains closed long-term due to construction activity at 283 Queen. As for your weather outlook for the rest of the day, this afternoon remains cloudy with a 40% chance of showers or drizzle and a high around 10 degrees. The UV index is 3 or moderate. Tonight will be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a low of plus 3. That's your 1 p.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. I'm Christina Laurie. Stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm stoked.
So stoked.
I was stoked.
We're stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
Hey everyone, what is up? I am your host, Jane. This is Stoke. If you don't know what this is and you're just tuning in for the first time, this is my fancy dancy little indie radio show where I will, you know, make a playlist, have a theme for the playlist every week, and either tell a story about it, relate it back to the playlist, don't relate it back, whatever, have some guests on, but whatever it is. Changes every week. It's not really the most consistent thing I've ever done. But, the theme this week is kind of one of my typical throwaway themes where I pick a name of something and pretend it's the theme, but just kind of play the songs I've been liking recently. So that's what it is. It's called New Boot Goofin', and I'm not sure if you've ever heard of the I forget what it's on. Is it, it's called Reno, maybe Reno 911, yeah. And it's, I'll just play the clip for you because it's silly. You have to watch it, and that's how I feel, and I'll get into the backstory of it after.
Genuine ostrich, three payments.
Oh,
wait, what? I'm just goofing. New boot goofing.
Oh!
So, essentially, I did not buy myself a new pair of boots, unfortunately. However, I did acquire a walking cast of some sort. Undiagnosed so far, but I'm gonna go figure that out later today. But I sprained my ankle playing basketball last week, so I've been hobbling around in a boot all weekend, and I feel like I'm new boot goofing. So yeah, if you also know, I like write for the Golden Words, which is the comedy satire newspaper here on campus, and the title of my editorial this week is also New Boot Goofin', so thought I'd just carry the theme throughout my Sunday, Monday, Tuesday vibes. So Anyways, what I've got to begin with, I think the start of this comes from the fact that the Gorillaz performed on SNL this past weekend, and I actually really do enjoy the Gorillaz. As much as I love Oasis, I do like Blur just as much, so I like Damon Albarn. I think that's his name. I'm really bad if that's not his name, but they just came out with a new album, and they were kind of promoting it on SNL, but I was listening to their music a lot this weekend just because I wanted to, you know, hear what it was like. I haven't really gone through the full album, but was listening to more so their older songs that I had liked and found a couple songs and, you know, when you can choose the radio on Spotify. Anyways, I found a couple that I really enjoyed. So the first one is Punk Rocker by Teddy Bears and Iggy Pop. Pretty sure this was the final song in the new Superman movie. It took me a while to place where I'd heard it before, but something about it is just kind of it makes sense. It's like spacey, weird, like, but kind of upbeat and fun, so I have no issues with it. It's fun vibes for me. So, and it obviously is kind of similar to the same Gorillaz type sounding stuff. And then the next song is a Gorillaz song off of their, I think their album that was right before, oh no, this was their 2010 Plastic Beach album. Anyways, I'd never heard the song until I was listening to that radio, and it's called, oh my gosh, where did I just lose it to? Hold on. Sorry, everyone. I just X'd out of my thing. Oh, it's called Empire Ants, and it features Little Dragon, and it's by the Gorillaz. And honestly, I think the reason I like it so much is because it reminds me so much of Tyler, the Creator, and it sounds like, oh my gosh, why am I also blanking? I'm not firing at all angles today, unfortunately. It sounds like Kali Uchis. Oh my gosh, how I remember that. I didn't look that up. It sounds like Kali Uchis near the end, and it has this kind of double part transitional in the middle. Huge fan of it. We'll definitely be listening to it more after a playlist. That's what I typically do, honestly. I know I'm rambling right now, but I'll stop in a second. But after I make a playlist, I'll re-remember these awesome songs. So it's kind of like a treat to myself. So as much as you guys enjoy listening to this, I also kind of get back and give to myself. So ultimately, I'm her. Kidding. Anyways, I will come back with another Gorillaz song near the end of the episode. But that's what you got so far. You got Punk Rocker by Teddy Bears and Iggy Pop, and then Empire Ants by Gorillaz and Little Dragon.
I got times of the week. The polyphonic prayer is here, it's all around you, it's all around you out here, and if the whole world is crashing down, fall through space out of my
sounded so much like Kali Uchis, I'm telling you. I did look it up, and apparently Little Dragon and her do a song together, which I found interesting. Might have to play that at some point later in another episode. Anyways, the next two songs, surprise, surprise, I'm going to be playing a somber song, but this is his newest song called Homewrecker. And for some reason, every time he drops a new song, it just happens to, like, resonate with me. Not that I like do any of that, but still, like, some lyric in his thing I'm like, oh my god, great. And it's not even that I love the sound of this song particularly, like, my absolute favorite would be his Big Ones, but, and like, obviously, yeah, he's using the same formula to make these big pop songs, but I don't mind his lyricism, and I think it's because he's just a guy that's like close to my age, you know what I mean, like, not a lot of fame and was just like writing. I'm sure it'll probably get worse, but as of right now, I'm kind of a fan of it. So I don't know. I don't know if he's got a spy in my life or something, but every time he's writing songs that, you know, are just like, the lyrics are just on on point that I really like and are catchy to me. So it was like the same with, I think it was 12 to 12 or Undressed or whatever. Not my favorite. I mean, Undressed was my favorite, but not my favorite sounding ones, but like one of the, you know, lyrics in the bridge just was great. So anyways, my rambling will end there. The next song is by McGee and it is Untitled. That's the name of it. And it is from his 2019 single. It's just called Untitled. I'm a huge fan of it. Similar, I put these two together because Somber and McGee, I think I kind of found around the same time and found that they had a lot of really like early single releases that I liked a lot. And obviously I like their new stuff too, but there's these one-offs that are just fantastic and you can see why they got famous from that. So same with Somber as with McGee, that this is one of his, you know, earlier songs that he put out and hits just as hard as his, you know, I think it's the Dream Police album or whatever, and just as big and cool sounding as it is. So those two I grouped together because, you know, young up and coming guys makes a lot of sense. So yeah, Homewrecker is literally out as of a couple weeks ago, I think. Start of February. I don't know if you saw it, but at one of the Grammys, I think, or the Brits or something, Somber was performing on stage and got shoved off and everyone's like, oh my God. But it was obviously a publicity stunt for the song. But hey, it worked. I'm listening to it and you guys will be too. So there you go. Anyways, you guys listen to that. I'll be back after. All right, if you're just tuning in, again, this is Stoke. I am your host, Jane. We are streaming / radio frequencing and sending that out of CFRC right now. That is the Queens Campus radio station, which is pretty cool. 101.9 FM if you want to listen on the radio. Anyways, the next song, like I said, this is the playlist New Boot Goofin'. Basically, it's just fun songs that I've been listening to a lot lately. So the next one, I wouldn't say I've been listening to this one a lot lately, but I've been meaning to get it on a playlist. And honestly, I am not the biggest Muse fan that there is. I don't really like their hard, heavy core, like, I don't know, their angry stuff at all. I'm not a big fan. I know I'm trashing them right now. However, there's always been one song that I really adore, and it's Starlight by Muse, which will be played right now. It gives, like, obviously, it is kind of like that early 2000s Coldplay era, like Postal Service or Such Great Heights, I mean, like that kind of vibe. And that's why I like it. It's not the angry Supermassive Black Hole, blah, 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 like grungy music. Like, this is a 2006 nice sounding, it's very nice sounding Killers vibe, and I think that's why I like it so much. I, again, you know, if there's one Muse song I will listen to and not skip, it will be Starlight. So there you go, guys. You will get that from me. And then after that, again, this is kind of in the same realm for me. It's Wolf Alice with Bros. And I think, I'm not sure if it's the exact same. I mean, 2015, so it's 9 years later. However, I would listen to both of these on, you know, SiriusXM Alt Nation, and they would play these kind of in my era growing up with music, especially like alt indie rock stuff. So very much similar in my brain, and thought that they would do well playing together. But yeah, Wolf Alice has always, you know, I've remembered their name but not really listened to them again, but I'm trying to get back into it. Obviously, they sing Don't Delete the Kisses, which every biddy and their brother would know because it's in every like yearning playlist ever. But this is Bros, which I also really like and kind of forgot about until I heard it again. So yeah, you're going to kind of get a throwback alternative rock section here. So you'll have Starlight and then Bros.
Is taking me far away.
Hope you guys are enjoying the episode, because you know I'm having a lot of fun listening to, you know, my favorite songs. It's great. We're gonna take it back to kind of an 80s section here. The next two songs, I recently found this playlist called Yearning in the 80s, which I'm sure everyone who lived in the 80s is probably rolling their eyes, but not that this first song was on it, but the next one was. But it's same era, same vibe. Sometimes you got to just listen to those good old, like, heart-wrenching songs from the 80s, because they're just, like, magical and musical and great. It's so fun. But this song, I've been meaning to play for a while as well. Always Something There to Remind Me by Naked Eyes. I always forget about it. Every time I'm listening to new wave music, always forget about it, and then it'll pop up. I'm like, this song's so fun. Like, it's just a good, you can pre, you can walk, you can do whatever you want to it. It's great, and I love it. So I've been meaning to play that. Obviously, I've played many of their songs before, but this is a new one. And then the next one was on that playlist I was telling you about, and it's Take My Breath Away by Berlin. I don't know much about them, but I think it was like a big Stranger Things era kind of TikTok vibe, but you know, the like backtrack of it I just really like. So who cares? I'm the one controlling the playlist, so you guys got to listen to it. But Take My Breath Away, it's really fun. It's like a good yearning in the 80s, you know what I mean? So those are the next two, and then after that, probably do three after that, but we'll let these two play and then I'll be back. Similar vibe later on, but yeah, you listen to these two.
Just how we used to be. Well, how can I
Well, we are speeding through this. Holy man. I don't even know what to tell you guys. It's going so fast. Anyways, this next to what I was going to start talking about, but was jumped the gun, was, like I said, every Sunday I write for the newspaper. So it's Golden Words, the like I said, satirical newspaper here. Anyways, we have press night every Sunday, and I'm usually the one in charge of music, which is kind of stressful, honestly. Like, we have about 12 to 15 people that are always there. And I know I'm doing a bad job when they, you know, hop on my jam and then all of a sudden I don't recognize the song coming up because they don't like it. Anyways, so usually what I do I said these next two would still tie into the 80s vibe, and they do, and, you know, 80s and 70s, but I usually begin the night, or sorry, the morning with that type, like this next type of music, because it's just easy listening. It's hard to judge what everybody wants to listen to, but I feel like you can't go wrong with like just easy listening kind of 70s music when you're hungover on a nice Sunday morning. So that's kind of the vibe. That's why these next two songs are coming on, because genuinely I have been listening to them a lot and been like, I need to play the song. So this first one is I'm on Fire, Bruce Springsteen. It's just, you know, I was listening to it the other day in the morning, kind of absentmindedly, like wasn't really paying attention, had a radio on. It was just, you know, playing music from my Spotify, and realized, I was like, oh, I do know the song and it's so good. And somebody else who was there was like, this song is fantastic, like great pick. And I'm like, I wish I could say I picked it, but now I am. So there you go. But I'm on Fire, one of his, you know, chiller, you know, more thoughtful songs. So I'm a big fan of it. And then the next one is Old Man by Neil Young. And again, it's kind of same. It's one of his slower songs, but then halfway through just picks up so nicely. And it's kind of like, I'm sure I'll do a spring episode coming up soon because it's starting to get there. But both of these are just kind of like a nice, like hopeful, warm song to me. And that's kind of what spring is. So they're great for, you know, those warmer, sunny Sunday mornings that you're like, oh, there is hope. I'm kidding. But it's, you know, a great two songs that I've been really liking. So those are the next two. And then I'll finish it off with one more after that. And that's it, guys. So you enjoy this step back into older soft rock. And then we'll finish it up.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
so don't get lost. Like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Well, we have made it to the last song. I told you we would be going back to the Gorillaz, and this is off of their new album, Mountain, The Mountain. And it was released literally 2 weeks ago, February 27th. They have so many features on these albums. It's crazy. Like, each song has like... like five people, and their band already has five people in it, so it's kind of crazy. Anyways, I first heard the song because, like I said, they went on SNL, they played Clint Eastwood, and then they played this song. It's called The Moon Cave, and it features, okay, take in, it's by the Gorillaz, features Asha Putilli, Bobby Womack, Dave Jolicoeur, Jalen Ngonda, and Black Thought. So there's so many people on this, like, that, trust me, every name is listed. So I haven't really fully sat down and listened to the whole thing. I've heard snippets of it, but I do really enjoy it. It's like a huge production, which is obviously the type of bands that I like. Like I said, I like the 1975. I like Tyler, the Creator. This is kind of the same type of music where every single song has a different feature or is long and has lots of different instruments and changes, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I need to stop yammering or I'll run out of time. So this is The Moon Cave off of the Gorillaz' new album, The Mountain. Hopefully I'll listen to a bit more of it before next week and chat about it a bit more. But there you go. Thanks for listening, guys. This has been New Boot Goofin'. Hopefully the boot will be gone by next week. We shall see. Wish me luck. Enjoy The Moon Cave. See you next week, guys.
drop it. I'ma let it slide, bet you I'ma like I'm in the sky. Look at how I drop wanna it. Let the ideas just go up high like a new hot. Good to be the goat, only way I is to treat it like it's gossiping. Yeah, watch this, yo. I can like no other guy, give me any. I'ma let it ride, bet you I'ma like I've been a vibe. I'ma just drop it. Yeah, check it. I can telescopic for profit. When I float topic, the topic is it hip hop, is it gothic? Can it fit into the corner pocket? Is it hovering above the surface? Is the pain where the megahertz is? Where the masjid, where the churches? Are the last days where the earth is? It's a movie, listen to me. They have given the permission to me to move like Mr. Halloumi. If I leave here, don't pursue me. Let me float topic to topic. From the posh tip to the mosh pit, to the ghost watching, the folks clock, and the most pop.